This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening. Hello, welcome to tonight's shiur. So the halacha shiur is entitled Health and Well-Being in the Eyes of Chazal. It's connected to the parsha because towards the end of Rishon, at the beginning of the parsha, we're talking about personal injury. And the pasuk, the Gemara in Hachovel, based on the pasukim in this week's parsha, discusses five heads of damages. And one of them is medical damage, sort of medical bills one has to face for causing personal injury. The pasuk says, if you look at the first line, the first box on the sheet, if you're listening online, please email me at j.goldcrit@gmail.com, I'll send you the handout. And the pasuk says, v'ripa yirape, that you have to pay the medical bills. And the Gemara in Baba Kama says that mikan shinit l'rishus l'roif l'rapos, this is the actual sort of permission given to the doctor to involve himself in medical practice. We'll explore that a little bit more, Mr. Shem, in the parsha. But it's a good segue to discuss a very interesting topic about what the Chazal say about health, about well-being, and these sort of things. It's really quite fascinating. There are two halves to this. Mr. Shem, next week, we'll discuss the second half, which talks about exercise, what the Chazal say about exercise, which is also fascinating. But let's focus first this week on health and well-being generally. So take a look at the second box. The starting point is the Rambam. The Rambam, of course, has lots to say on it, in Hilchos Deos and other places. So in Perek Dalet, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says the following. Hoyel ve'yos haguf bori shvesholim, since being well and healthy is midarkei Hashem, who is something is godly, is considered a blessing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shehari yefshe sheyovin yeid dov midias habeirev hu chayle. Because if a person is not well, it's very hard to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to learn Torah, to live a life of Torah and mitzvahs. Lefich tzorech laharchi godam atzim midvarim hama'abdin et haguf. And therefore a person has got to do whatever he or she can to avoid practices which will be negative for the guf, physically dangerous. And rather a person should try and engage in activities which are healthy. And here's some examples of dangerous negative practices. Only eat when you're hungry. And drink when you're thirsty. Don't hold back from going to the bathroom. Next, halacha in halacha base, a person shouldn't overeat. To eat till you're three quarters full, and not to eat, not to drink water during the meal. Anybody have that? It's a bit generational. My wife's grandparents were very strict on that. Klala shel davar. A person should exert himself, should do some exercise every morning, etc. Look at Halacha Tezvav, next one. V'chol misha hu yoshev lo vetach ve'ena mis'amel. Anybody who is sort of sits comfortably and doesn't exercise, he lives a very sedentary life. A misha hu meshahen lekevov, who holds himself back from going to the bathroom. Afiru ochol macholos tovim, even if he eats well. The shomar atzmei al pi harefu, and he conducts himself according to good medical practice. Kol yomov yumachovim v'koychi toshas. He will be in pain, and his strength will wane. V'achila gasa leguf kol adam k'moisam hamoves. Overeating is like poison to the body. V'hu ikka lekol achaloim. Fascinating. I mean, would the Rambam know that 800 years later, probably the most, the obesity crisis that we're facing in the 21st century, largely due to a sedentary lifestyle. Overeating is the root of all illness. Either it's because of bad diet. Most illness comes to a human being because of bad diet. He overeats. Even he overeats good, healthy food. And that's perhaps what Shlomo HaMelech was referring to when he said, someone who guards his mouth and his tongue will save himself from distress. So normally we understand that pasuk to refer to Lashon Hara and things like that. But the Rambam says actually It could refer to just, you know, ingestion, eating things either too much or things which are bad for you. Okay. Now, more than that, there's an astonishing medrash. Look at this. Look at the next box. Says the medrash in Vayikra Rabbim Pashas Metzora. Omer Rabbi Acha. Me'odom yehei shelo yavu chaloyim olav. My time of the Omer Rabbi Acha vehesi Hashem mimcha kol chayli. The pasuk says in Devarim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu should remove kol chayli, all illness. Says shelo yavu chayli malecha, that illness should not come upon you. Listen to this. Tishim v'tisha b'pshia v'echod b'dei shamayim. Which means 99% of people die because through negligence, i.e. through not living well, not eating healthily, or maintaining good, healthy lifestyle. Ve'echod b'dei shamayim, and one is as it were, from heaven. So, now, there are other Gemaras which say similar sort of statistics about Ayin Hara and things like that. But either way, the point of this Medrash is very clear, that 99% of death is self-induced almost. Now, that actually is an important hashkafic point, because you could turn around and say, well, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has allotted a number of years, and therefore I can do as I wish, and let the chips fall where they fall. But the Medrash is saying that's not true, that a person can actually, he can lose some years through choices, bad choices that he or she makes, which is a very, very powerful thought. Now, on the other side, if you all sort of sign up to the gym as a result of this and you know, start a healthy diet, by the way, it seems that there's no concept in Chazal of dieting. It's maintaining a healthy life, which is probably the best diet to go on. Just eating healthily and eating well. And we'll talk about what the priest can say today about the medical advice in Chazal or even in the Rambam. Does that apply nowadays? When the Rambam says, "Alo yishtemayim b'teicha mozen," is that true nowadays? Is it halacha? So we'll discuss that a bit more next week in Mitzvah Hashem. But what's clear is that a person has got to aspire from a ruchni point of view to a healthy lifestyle. That's very important. Now, the question is why? So if you're going to go to the gym and it's all about vanity, and there are other halachic issues, of course, going to a mixed gym or whatever the halachic issues may be, not for now, but the question really is, what is the purpose of exercise and what is the purpose of a healthy lifestyle and good well-being? So take a look at the Rambam in paragraph 3. This is in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Deos. Sorich ha'odom she'yichavin libay v'chol ma'isav kulam leides Hashem Baruch Hu bilvad. It's all about a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, knowing Hashem and living a life of Torah and mitzvahs. Everything you do is for that intention. You're sitting, you're getting up, your speech, it's all with that singular objective of living a life of Torah mitzvahs, having a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hamanig Atzmal Pi HaRefua Sheyeh Guf V'Shalom V'Chozik Kedei Shetinaf Sheyeshar L'Das Hashem. If a person therefore has a healthy lifestyle in order to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have a relationship with Him, etc. She'ef she'yovim v'yistakel b'chochmas v'hu ra v'chol echol mevor of kayev. It's very hard to engage in understanding Hashem, learning and maintaining a normal from life when you're not well, because you know it's very hard if you're lying in bed and you're not feeling well. Nimtza, it turns out, ha'mahalich b'derech zu kol yomov, that someone who engages in a healthy lifestyle, Oyved es Hashem Tomit. He's constantly serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mipnei shemachshav toi b'chol kadei sheyimtze tzorcha v'chiyu guf v'sholim l'avodes Hashem. Because everything you're doing is part of your avodes Hashem. V'afilu b'shor sheu yoyishen v'afilu l'das kadei shetonuach daitoi. That even when you sleep, if you're doing it l'shem shamayim, yonuach guf kadei sheleyechle, or you're resting your body that you won't get sick, because you can't serve Hashem well if you're not well. Your sleep is part of Avodas Hashem. Now that's an astonishing statement. Now let me just give you some, just explain, I think, what the Rambam is saying. A person, the average person, again, it's an interesting another discussion, how much should a person sleep? The answer is you sleep as much as you need to sleep to function well. People need slightly different amounts, but Chazal seem to say, the Rambam, other places say 8 hours. Right? The Mitzvah Hashem by all of us. But imagine you go to bed at 11 o'clock and you get up at 7 o'clock every morning. That means you have 8 hours sleep, that if you live to 90 years old, you've spent 30 years in bed asleep over your lifetime. And let's say you only get 6 hours a night and you go to bed at midnight and you get up at 6 every day. That means if you live for 80 years, you spent 20 years in bed. You live to 100, you're 25 years. So you're spending a long time in bed. The question is, do you get schar for that? Now what I'm about to tell you is transformative. It's really life-changing. If before you go to bed, you say to yourself, I'm recharging the batteries. Yeah, they say kids never sleep, they just recharge the batteries. But if you're saying, I'm sleeping in order to recharge the batteries so tomorrow I can serve you better, I can daven, I can function properly, and this is part of my avodas Hashem, every moment you're sleeping is a mitzvah. It's part of your avodas Hashem. That's what the Rambam says. Nimsus shena sheloi avodah lemakom baruch hu. Your sleep is part of avodas Hashem. Val inyan zeh tziva chachomim v'omru kol ma'asechi l'shem shemayim. Your actions should be l'shem shemayim. For hu shama shlemim b'chachmos b'chol drochecho da'ehu. That's what Shlomo HaMelech means when he says b'chol drochecho da'ehu. So that is a very powerful paragraph of the Rambam. Of course, it can't be misused, you know, to lie in and to miss Seisman Kriyat Shema and excess, etc. That's not what we're referring to. Everyone's going to know what they need. But the concept of b'chol drochecho da'ehu applying to very, you know, mundane physical activities, you're eating, you're exercising, your sleep, your even social interaction, that's also a human need. So that's all part of a healthy Jewish lifestyle. Amazing. Now, there's also a very interesting maharal. The Gemara in Yevamos, kuf beis on the base, the penultimate box on the first page, says, k'siv in Pasuk Yeshaya, v'atz mosecho yachlitz. Your bones he will strengthen. Last Shabbos we said, v'vorech l'chodesh, and we done for lots of things, for avas Hashem, for Yerushalayim, etc., etc. One of the things we daven for is chilutz atzomos. What does that mean? So this is it. It's based on this pasuk, "Atz mosecho yachlitz," which means you should have strength and healthy bones. And says the Gemara, "Va'omer b'loza zuma ula sheba brachas." This is the greatest of all brachas. Good health. "Va'omer rava zruzi garmi," strengthening the bones. That's what we're referring to. We're davening for good health. Now look at this maharal. This is a maharal in Chiddush HaGodes there in Yevamos. "Va'atz mosecho yachlitz va'omer b'loza zuma ula sheba brachas." This is the greatest of brachas. Pirush, shekasha ha'odam chazuk v'zaris. When a person is strong and healthy, dovazeh ha'yisoid ve'ikal lechol ha'brachas. That is the crown and the root of all brachas. Ki kasha chazuk v'zaris ba'atzma. When a person is well and healthy, huberi ha'shlema, he's a complete person. Va'oz humuchan lekabel ha'kol. And therefore he can receive things, he can absorb, he can engage well. V'loi kenim ha'odam etzias cholosh ba'atzma. Not if a person is weak and is emaciated. He's not a keli to receive bracha. If he's healthy and well, then you can receive all these wonderful brachas. That's why it's considered the choicest, the nicest of brachas. And it's really the foundation of everything. And really, I try and understand this. Astonishing. Now, just a couple of concluding points. The Shulchan Aruch brings activities which are considered dangerous. So take a look in the top of the next page, paragraph 5. Choshen Mishpat Simen Tovchov Zayin. Harbet Dvarim Osru Chachomim Mipnei Sheyesh Bohem Sakonis Nefashos. There are many things which Chazal say are dangerous and therefore they prohibited them. There are many things. For example, Lo Yaniach Piv Al Hasiloin HaMekaleach V'yishter. That means, don't put your mouth over a drain pipe where water is coming down. You're thirsty, you want to drink something. Why? Don't drink at night time from wells and ponds. Because you might swallow a leech or something like that. So it's not osur from the Torah, but Chazal's sort of made takonas against certain dangerous practices. So if you put your mouth by a long sort of drain pipe, you never know what could come out, and therefore it's careful what you do, especially at night time. Fine. The point is, we have to apply these. What would Chazal say if they're making these takonas today? What sort of dangerous practices would they include? I would imagine they would include lots of takonas about driving. You know, dangerous driving. Use of mobile phone when we're driving. or being distracted, wearing a seatbelt. They would. The Rosh says that, you know, we talk about the liability for damage for reckless driving. The Radvaz says that if you behave irresponsibly and you accidentally, Rahman al-Islam, kill another person, Golas won't help. That's Korav Lemezid of the Irani Miklot of yesteryear. So what else would Chazal include in it? They would probably include legislation about drinking and taking drugs, these sort of things. Yes, there are tshuvas, and yes, we don't get into the whole thing of smoking, maybe another time, and taking drugs, but Chazal would certainly include these sort of things. What would they say about a sedentary lifestyle? About not exercising and these sort of things? And I think what's also, which is, you know, very 21st century and very relevant, is the mental health crisis that we're now facing. This is real. So they would certainly make legislation about that. Or in other words, they put it on the radar. It's hard to legislate because we're only beginning to understand what the issues are. But the concept of emotional well-being and mental health is very important. So that means sort of being active and taking a walk and these sort of things. This can be part of your Avodas Hashem. And moreover, look at this Sefer Chassidim. Look at this paragraph number 6. Sefer Chassidim, which again is a Rishon, it's a very early Rishon. Hakas, getting angry. Ra ma'oit. It's very, very bad. Valkein tzorech lisrachim men vat kotze achron. You've got to run away a million miles. V'yilmat kol odom lasven kol shor v'shor shor yichis klal. You've got to train yourself not to get angry. V'afilat dava sheroi lichas. Even things which, you know, it's okay to get angry about, just try and avoid it. Or ba'alei kas chayei menechayim. Their life is not a life. V'gam mesim kodim zmanon. It can physically shorten a person's life. You've got high blood pressure, you get angry. That's what the Pasuk in Yov says, that kas can kill a foolish person. So the concept of dangerous activities, of the awareness of positive mental health is something which is not foreign to Chazal. And it's a fascinating thing. So perhaps it's a good springboard from the Rappi, that a person should try and maintain good health and emotional well-being. And that really is part of Avodas Hashem. It's a different way of looking at it, but it's a very important idea. Mitzvah Hashem, next week in part 2, we'll discuss exercise in Chazal. There seems to be some contradictory views. And generally speaking, we'll discuss what do we do when we come across Chazal, which seem to clash with modern medical knowledge, etc. So that we'll talk about in Mitzvah Hashem next week.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.